the Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy, happy hour to us all. Join us for the last segment of the day at 844-967-2789.
And literally, you can join us for the soiree tomorrow at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, 217 Cottage Grove Road. Looking forward to a couple of fine guests already confirmed. We got John Nichols in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got Dean County Executive Joe Parisi in the 5 o'clock hour. And Dob, you're coming down early. 4 o'clock, you'll be on the air with me. So the happy hour, it's going to start early. The happy hour starts at Hawks Fighter Neighborhood Bars at 4 anyways. So, you know, we're doing nothing but happy hours tomorrow. They're all happy.
All hours tomorrow are going to be happy. That's the rule.
And then the first rager of the summer to follow, you know, we're going to have a good time. You're going to be there. I guarantee a good time. If you don't have a good time, Dom will personally do a little song and dance for you. He will show you a good time. And if that doesn't work, take him out to the Kumbaya circle in the back, and they'll be right. Having a good time.
We'll hang out by the fire pit, you know what I mean?
Wisco Paul, welcome back, man. Hope you're at the party tomorrow, Paul.
Hey, Paulie.
Yeah, good afternoon, Devils. Yeah, partying with you guys is always cool, especially the Jade Monkey. I've been there twice. It's totally cool. Hey, I just want to mention, you know, when you think it can't get any worse with guns and shootings, it does. Yeah. It gets worse. And the Republican ant, well, they really don't
thoughts
have
and prayers,
answer,
but... Paul. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, there you go.
Loony people, and, you know, somewhere someone should do something about mental health, but it's not an appropriate time to talk about gun regulation.
Well, it sounds to me like the Republicans' answer is more guns. Everybody needs a gun. I mean, this is, I don't know, hey, if the Republican Party, well, I don't understand the whole thing anymore. I mean, especially the gun thing. You've reached a point where, well, maybe I'm getting a little carried away, but I don't know if you're safe even go to the grocery store and stuff. I mean, Jesus, you got, I don't know.
Yes. Paul, are you perpetrating drug crime? I'm going to put you down for a no on this one, Paul. If you are, don't tell me on the radio, okay? It's not good for you.
What's
so I'm
going
to put you down for I'm not perpetrating drug crime. You're probably not part of a street gang. You're not fighting any turf wars. So, Paul, the greatest likelihood that you would ever be a victim of gun violence is from Mrs. Wisco, man. Domestic violence. Don't cross that lady. She'll shoot your ass. So other than the highly unlikely scenario where Mrs. Wisco Paul shoots Wisco Paul, you know, you could be safe going to the store.
Well, I mean, safe sure, going anywhere. But there's lots of highly unlikely scenarios, and that doesn't mean we don't react as a society to them. I mean, look what happened after 9/11. It's highly unlikely, right? All of a sudden, next thing you know, everyone's taking their shoes off for years.
No,
highly unlikely.
Well, the shoe bomber guy, that not only was that unlikely, it was implausible. But 9/11, we were forewarned that 9/11 was coming. We've been forewarned for years that these mass shootings are coming, because every mass shooting is a warning that the next mass shooting's coming. And every time Republicans react with thoughts and prayers and not a whole hell of a lot of action.
You see the contrary reaction versus, you know, 9/11, huge reaction. Mass shootings, zero reaction.
Well, if it was,
you know what I'm saying?
A Muslim targeting white people mass shooting, or even a black man targeting, let's say, 11 white guys, you know, you might see immediate change in the gun reform laws, at least on a state level. I bet you Buffalo would be looking at it.
Oh, the back in the day, the Black Panthers armed themselves, and next thing you knew, there were all sorts of gun laws on the books.
844-967-2789. CJ, curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, CJ, give us a Durham Sussman update, man. What happened today?
It's a beautiful thing, gentlemen. Justice. That's something that's going to be done. And, you know, what's really crazy is that the Hunter Biden administration nominates this Nina Jankowicz, who spread more rumors than anybody. And Mayorkas is like,
Actually, Trump lied more than anybody, CJ.
Dude, you're on your fourth topic, and you've only been on the phone for like 18 seconds.
No, dude, come on, man. Come on. Let's talk about Sussman. Today's the day, right, Sussman? This is what you're waiting for, justice. Did you see any headlines? What do you know about the Durham Sussman trial today?
Well, it wasn't leaked yet, but John Durham is going to do us justice, and this Nina Jankowicz, what a joke.
All right, man. Well, there is actually reporting on it. They did go today. They did pick a jury today, and this is going on right now. So there's nothing to be leaked, man. This is a trial. You can go find it if you do an internet search. And I appreciate you wanting to bring up, you know, all four or five things you saw at the top of the FoxNews.com website, but I just don't have the patience for it today, CJ. Try tomorrow when we're maybe in a little more festive mood.
And tired, and he wants to go home.
Right. I'm not a fan of the mass shooting, terrorist, racist, murderer shows. Those are a little tough on me, CJ. So forgive me if I can't put up with your BS as much as I normally do. Try again tomorrow.
844-967-2789. For a change, CJ, I didn't even crap on you. Pizza Box Mike, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mike.
Did I just hear C-minus on the last call?
Yeah, that's Clay.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you expect from a Nazi sympathizer, okay, which is what every Republican voter is at this point. You're a racist, you're a fascist, you're a Nazi sympathizer. You know what they called the German people that didn't, stand up against Hitler? Sympathizers, which is what we have in the entire Republican Party from top to bottom. It's rotten to the core, and I'm ready for this battle these guys think they're going to win.
The mega sympathizers. Pizza Box Mike, that is spot on, man.
Hey, man, did I see you messing with the turtle today? Did you get bit by a snapper?
No, that was a back claw. Just one nail did that. She was a big one, about 20, 25 pounds. But I couldn't believe she didn't turn around and try and bite me, so that's why I picked her up.
Why are you...
Usually they turn around.
Why are you endeavoring to pick up 25-pound snapping turtles that could snap you off at the wrist?
Well, because, you know, it was, 2 feet into the road, and all those MAGA sympathizers like to run over them with their MAGA trucks. So I stopped it, blocked traffic, snuck around behind, picked her up, withstood that claw.
How do you know it was a her? How do you know it was a her?
Dad, they're out laying eggs, brother. The boys don't lay eggs, and they hardly ever move like that. And she was covered in dirt, so I'm hoping she already laid her eggs, and I got her back to where she was going.
Ah, nice work, Pizza Box, man. I love that kind of story.
And
thanks,
Pizza
dude.
Box, you know, per your namesake, did you offer the turtle some of your pizza? Sort of.
No, I she wasn't real happy with me, but hey, you know what? I think I'll show up tomorrow. I'm in Iowa watching my nephew do a music production tonight with my mom, and then I'm going to go to the Jade Monkey, man.
Man, everybody should. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates, the Paul Revere Show. It's back on the air. Well, it's been back on, but Monday nights, the Paul Revere Show. Then tune in for Rick Smith, live coverage from Pennsylvania. Tomorrow's election day in Pennsylvania, and it's party day at the Jade Monkey.
So good. Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Everybody's doing it.